It is my privilege to speak for this entire assembly in expressing our appreciation to Harry Ellis Dixon for taking time from his rugged rehearsal and concert schedule to participate in this ceremony with us. It is a talented, innovative, open-minded, true human being such as Mr. Dixon who has lent encouragement and support to the educational program at Berkeley, and we are both happy and grateful that a musician and conductor of his stature, so steeped in the tradition Lydian, recognizes the value and importance of Berkeley's approach to the study of music. Before awarding the degrees, I would like to direct a few remarks to the graduating class of 1973, the survivors, as it were, who are about to join that elite group, the Berkeley alumni. It is they, through their fantastic achievements worldwide, who have propelled the college from its truly unpretentious origins, housed originally in a single three-story brownstone home around the corner on Newbury Street, to its present recognized position as virtually the largest independent non-profit college of music in the entire world, presently occupying two former hotels and a former theater, which is now being converted into a modern concert hall. You are about to become a part of that group to whom we point with pride. We all realize that Berkeley couldn't have happened at all were it not for the exceptionally talented and dedicated faculty and staff who believe so wholeheartedly in the Berkeley philosophy of educating and training the student for a productive career in any of the many phases of music and the music industry, with emphasis on the education of the total person, the mind, the spirit, for service to humanity that is international, intercultural, interracial, and interreligious. Also, Berkeley could not have emerged so rapidly as an educational institution that is internationally recognized, which were it not for its board of trustees, who have always been sensitive to the needs of the college. We who have been here for so many years always feel that the talent and intelligence level of the incoming freshman gets higher and higher as the years go on. And this, of course, means that you, the class of 73 as a group, are the best equipped to date to graduate from the school and equipped to bring greater acclaim and greater stature to the name Berkeley. And now, speaking for our honored guest, Mr. Dixon, our board of trustees, the faculty, the staff, for Alma and Lee Burke and myself, we all wish you every success. Thank you.